150! 150 weeks of us bringing you the hottest stories that Microsoft keeps our pinging each other about. The little goodies found across the worldwide internet and emails and message boards and Twitter and all places that people have fabulous discussions about what Microsoft is up to.
Yep, mainly internal email aliases.
Internal email aliases, email aliases is a good good reference.
Absolutely.
Because people are talking and they're Microsofties and they're emailing each other about it, so this gives them a look, like Channel 9 says, into what's really going on.
Yeah, and it's really nice to see, you know, people internally who range all the way from, you know, low-level PM dev test marketing
right,
folk.
Right, like you.
And then super high-end,
right,
like CVPs of social media or whatever.
Right, like me. By the way, do you know why we call Channel 9 Channel 9? Do you know the backstory there?
Yeah, so when I was interviewing for this position, I researched what Channel 9 came from.
Which position was that?
Oh, that's right. No, there was no interview
that
process.
That would require payments.
Yes. Oh, man. So I think Channel 9 was getting the inside scoop of what's going on when you're flying an airplane.
Back in the day, if you tuned your little
headphones
on the armband to Channel 9, you could hear what was going on inside the cockpit.
Boom.
So Channel 9 is see what's really going on at Microsoft. So some of the things that's going on at Microsoft, obviously, is this show Ping. And last week, we had some good comments. And I particularly wanted to call out Sergio the One, who at first I just like his little quote underneath his avatar that says, just be kind to one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the kind of people that we need, not these little trolls. Not going to name names. Not going to call out anyone for being a hater, but I'm just saying, Sergio the One, keep up the love.
Oh, I make sure to always feed the trolls.
Do you?
Always. I mean, you never know when a good troll will come in handy.
Well, I just ignore them. That's what I do.
Okay.
Because that's what I was taught in kindergarten. Anyway, he says this episode was amazing and very insightful. So I'm glad he got some enjoyment out of it, and perhaps some education.
Yeah, and then there was another wonderful comment by Roger. He says, hi, I think this is a lovely show.
It is lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
Then he said some other stuff.
Yeah, the other stuff. Not so far. It's funny because he's like, I've watched all the last 20 episodes or so, but I think it lacks content. Actually, I don't know why I watch it every time. You watch every time because
you like it.
We are like the reality show of Channel 9.
I say that.
And you can't just not stop watching.
It's like a train wreck, you know? Like, I mean, this is why I'm sucked into so many bad reality television shows. You know? Like, I don't know why I watch, but I have to.
Exactly.
I have to see what they're going to do. You never know. Paul might go topless.
yeah, let's do that.
Let's start the show. So, Paul, I am always on lookout for good concert tickets,
yep,
event tickets. I get these little email notifications. I'm on two internal aliases at Microsoft telling me when concerts are coming in town and blah, blah, blah. Because, you know, what you don't want is to be late, to not get that early registration code and miss your chance to get the tickets,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. I
because
totally
you've all seen this happen.
Because I've been to one concert my entire life.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. I know.
What
was
it?
Amazing, isn't it?
What was it?
Oh, obviously it was Justin Timberlake at the Tacoma Dome.
I saw Justin Timberlake at the Staples Center. And is that really the only concert you've ever been to?
VIP. Like, I was so close to Justin, he, like,
who cares?
Sweat
who
on
cares?
Me.
You don't even have anything to compare it to. You don't even know what good seats are. You don't
no,
even know what
I,
a good
I,
show
I literally
is.
Could touch the man. So that was like
and
the,
you liked that.
I mean, he he was like my idol for the longest time.
He's still my idol. Although Bieber is a close second. Anyway, I've had it happen to me where Madonna tickets are going on sale, and you think you're ready, and then boom, sold out in minutes.
Yeah.
You know? Well, apparently.
That rarely happens in the tech world.
Rarely, right? I mean, in previous conferences that Microsoft has held, granted, they all sell out, like some of the PDCs, the mixes, and in years past, tech eds. They sell out, but it takes a bit.
Right.
You know, a week or two, something like that. This year, Microsoft's Build conference went on sale last week, sold out in under an hour.
Holy cow, one hour.
1 hour. I mean, that is amazing, especially if you consider the price difference between a Madonna concert ticket and attending Build.
Yeah.
You know?
Which one's more expensive?
Build. Just a bit.
Okay.
A lot.
Yeah, well, yeah, the pre-registration was like $1,500 or $1,600.
Right,
like
but with that, you get
people.
Multiple days of all day long, you know, education, whereas a Madonna concert's 3 hours, you're in and out. If that, you know, she's getting old. Could be cut to an hour and a half. Yeah, this is amazing. You know, people are speculating as to why this happened, and maybe they're saying non-developers registered to get the free stuff. Yeah. But to that I say, you gotta be real stupid to spend $1,500 to get free stuff.
Well, I don't know. Like, some of the free stuff that was given away before, like I think a few years ago, we gave away some, you know, big hard drive with like all the software on it that you could use to develop. Sure, you can get an MSDN subscription and probably get all that anyway. But then last year at Build, didn't we give away like some early form Samsung touchscreen tablets or slates?
I don't know. I know the year before, I think at PDC, we gave away some touchscreen laptops. Acers. Either way, it's not worth $1,500. Just go buy the product.
Well, I think in that case, the product wasn't available to everybody
right.
yet. So
right.
as a developer, it'd be incredibly valuable to you because now you get this early form hardware and you'd be able to actually test your apps on what's going to be, you know, the next big thing. So there are some people out there that are speculating that people that are attending this may be able to get like a Surface tablet.
But the Surface should be released prior to the event, I think 4 days or so.
Yeah, like October 26th, I think.
Right.
Is when that's
I think people are realizing they're going to get extremely useful information and details about Windows 8, Windows Azure, Windows Phone 8, Windows Server 2012, Visual Studio 2012, all that worth the admission fee.
Yeah.
And the fact that it falls on Halloween. So you're going to get to experience what it's like here at Microsoft for Halloween.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
And I intend to be in full costume.
So...
I'm dressed up like you.
Oh, that would be amazing.
What do you think about the fact that it is...
That'd be like the sexiest costume ever.
That would be. I think I have this shirt, actually.
Oh, I borrowed this from
you. College days. What do you think people are excited or about the decision that to have it here at Microsoft? You know, last year Build was in Anaheim. I don't think Anaheim is that big of a draw. The warm weather, but it's not...
Yeah,
Tahiti.
I know that for other conferences that I've been to, so I've never personally been to a Build, but I've been to a bunch of...
There's only one.
Or any PDC or anything
I just
like
felt
that.
The need to correct you and know, just point out that I knew that.
Yeah, that's
and you
great.
Didn't know that.
Well...
but go ahead, continue. So, you've been to one concert and never to a Build.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And so I'm 0-1 on the Builds.
Yes.
Probably going to be 0-2 on the Builds, too.
Never, yeah.
But
looking that way.
With PASS, it's a SQL Server
yes,
conference.
Yes, I know I did it.
I've been to a bunch of those, and it's actually really nice when PASS is based in Seattle because so many more people from the product teams are able to go and speak with the attendees and speakers and partners
That's
and people.
True.
So it's like it's that much more valuable. But it's also good for PASS to occasionally travel around to different cities so that other people that may not be able to make it out to the Seattle area would be able to more affordably attend.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say like it should be at least 60 to 75% of the time to be here in Seattle so that there can be much more engagement from the SQL product team.
That's cool. I actually hadn't thought about that. So that way we get a lot more
Microsoft.
See, I was thinking that people would be excited to come to the Microsoft campus, like get to experience what it's like on the mothership. You know, like when I have friends and family visit, they're always like, oh, where's Microsoft? I want to see. And then when they see that it's not like one building, but like
a thousand.
Yeah, and there's like all of this stuff, you know, to actually see what it's like, you know, and see the buildings and the landscaping and what it is to like be here. It's yeah. like some people's dream come true.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know it was my dream come true like 8 years ago when I came out here as an intern and got to be assimilated by the Borg.
Yeah. Great. It wasn't mine, but it seemed like a steady paycheck, so
right.
I took it.
And now you just love every minute of pain.
Paul, so as you know, I work in DPE. That's my org here at Microsoft, which is Developer and Platform Evangelism.
Got it.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so part
and
of...
you work there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Tuesdays.
Got it.
So part of my job is, you know, to evangelize our developer platforms.
Yeah.
And some of them are obvious, like Windows Phone, people develop applications for it.
That they do.
Windows 8, you develop applications mm-hmm. for it. But I think that some people may not consider Office a developer platform.
Oh, amateur mistake.
Amateur mistake.
Amateur. What? Office was actually the very first thing that when I was a 15-year-old,
yeah.
I developed for.
Right, me too.
Well, it's not the very first thing I developed for, but it was the first like freelance high-paying gig I was able to get by making a VBA macro inside Excel.
And so what did you do? What did you create?
So this is like the ninth time that I told you this, but just in case people at home are...
Right, for their benefit.
Right. I basically took this process that took 4 to 8 hours of combining all these Excel sheets
yeah.
Every single Friday for this business.
So it would take one person half a day to a full day, and I just automated that whole thing down to about 9 seconds.
Wow, and you did that at age 15?
Yep. Yeah, I didn't know what Excel was before I did this project.
And interesting.
Then I hit the F1 key, and I read about it, and then I read about macros, and then I talked to this person that needed the help, and I recorded all of her actions, because there's a little record function, and then I cleaned up all the code, and about a week or so later, I automated her Fridays.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm very impressed. So have you been continuing to develop for Office? Because I want you to know that they now embrace web development.
I know. I was pretty impressed to see, one, that 20 years ago is when VBA came out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still in use today. And I'm sure tens of millions of people are using it. And there's probably hundreds of thousands of developers still developing for it. But it's not really a modern language. And it's not embracing a lot of the principles of web development. And now with Office 2013, they're doing a much better job of integrating common web practices and the open standards of the web with the on-premise software of Office, so that you can do really, really creative things. One of the things I'm most excited about is being able to have a web service that can really easily integrate with something like Excel,
mm-hmm.
so that you can pull data down from these different marketplaces online and have data that just gets refreshed inside Excel very, very easily. Now, you can do that today a little bit with Excel 2010 and using things like the Azure Data Marketplace, but this will open it up to anybody that can really create what's called like a REST endpoint.
Right. So in terms of like real life practical use for me, I would say, so I'm in Microsoft Word. Maybe I've developed an application that incorporates dictionary or some sort of dictionary, right? So I'm in Word, and rather than copying and pasting that word and going out to dictionary.com and looking it up, you know, it's all just right there. It's all without leaving
I think it already has a dictionary built into Office. But yeah, I'm sure there are other ways that you can take things.
But if they didn't, this would be a good way.
Sure. Like if you just want to reinvent the wheel.
Right.
And go for it. I think
and profit.
That, yeah.
I don't know if they're paid developers.
I mean, it all depends. Like, this is a developer that can go and freelance. It's other people that are making these productivity enhancement suites for Office. There are all sorts of great things that this type of model will open people up for. And ideally, it'll also bring in hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of new developers to consider Office as a platform that they can take their existing skills from the web,
mm-hmm.
and integrate into this multi $10 billion business year over year.
So where's the dictionary here? So look.
So
type
in something.
What's up?
Yeah.
I am here. Okay.
So highlight here.
Okay.
And then hit something like Shift F7.
Oh, Jesus. Nothing. Well, no, seriously, Phil, we're going to get to the bottom of this.
I'm assuming that your function keys aren't turned on, because if I type in Shift F...
Just hold. This is good
here.
TV.
Okay, boom, thesaurus.
Thesaurus?
Yep, and then all reference books. I can also choose from thesaurus to a...
English dictionary.
Dictionary. Boom!
Boom!
Shortcut key and live demo.
So
no prep.
We've learned two things in this store. Let's go to the next. Paul, I think one thing, and maybe the only thing, that we can agree on is that we all like to make a few dollars, right?
False.
Paul has no interest in money, and he's...
I need to get battle yacht money. Need millions of dollars, not just a few dollars.
That's true. So one way to start getting that money is save your pennies, submit an app for Windows Phone to the new... Windows Phone Developer Center.
Yeah.
Windows Phone Dev Center.
Yeah, so
it used to be called the App Hub.
Right. So we're apparently rebuilding what was formerly known as the App Hub, so it streamlines the whole process of submitting your apps to Microsoft so that it can be then distributed through the Windows Phone Marketplace.
Yeah, I guess there was some talk about it. We took your feedback, and there used to be a long approval process and publish times, and things were taking, you know, longer than people wanted. So they've done some work to make that a lot smoother and faster. And one of the things that is really important now, too, is people want to do in-app purchases.
Yeah.
And in order to do that, we now support PayPal.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's pretty awesome that in-app purchases are going to come to Windows Phone 8.
Yeah.
So if you have some type of digital marketplace inside your app, You can sell these items for, you know, $1, $2, $5, $100 if you want to. And
that's battle yacht money.
That's, I mean, you have to get a bunch of that. I think it's about 100 million before I can get to battle yacht money.
There's a couple other things. So it says it's increasing the number of countries where they can sell their applications, what they charge, how they receive payments, all of this in an effort to get you paid.
Yeah.
Show me the money.
And it'll be awesome for all the consumers out there that are just like, oh, I have all this money.
I just don't know what to do with it.
I just have no idea. Let me just one click, let me buy this, you know,
right.
digital corn so I can feed
right.
this digital cow.
When you're drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
That's when most of the in-app purchases happen.
Is that true?
Sure, I should do a study on that.
Yeah, let's.
I should drink and see what happens.
Yeah, we'll do.
What I buy. I did. Oh my God! So I did not too long ago. This is totally separate, but I'll tell you anyway. I had minor surgery done, and I went out of it, and I was all like, lippy, you know, like when you get your wisdom teeth pulled. And for some reason, my
or
friends
if you
made
get,
me
like, collagen injected.
I didn't do that, but I'm not opposed. Totally, I just can't afford it. But I went into, so my friends decided to stop at Ross, and apparently I was insistent that I buy this like 6-foot-tall painting of like a pink zebra. And I really wanted it. So that's what I buy, apparently, when my brain isn't all together. So we should get drunk and see what sort of things I buy from the Windows Phone Marketplace.
This sounds like a great...
This is research.
This is
we
a,
can
a,
expense
great,
that.
A great new show on Channel 9.
I'm always thinking. Paul, the day has finally come. This is a happy time for me. Where my
are you retiring?
Oh, God, I wish.
Me
you know,
too.
My mom retired. She lives in Florida. It sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Plus amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I can legitimately talk about the NFL because it is related to Microsoft.
No,
I can bring together my passion and my business. All in one.
So passion being Microsoft, business
right,
being NFL.
Being my fantasy football league at
Got
NFL.
It. Okay.
So apparently, Joe Vitt, he went and visited the Patriots, the New England Patriots, although personally not a fan of the New England Patriots
right,
because
they
are
awesome.
The rival of the New York Jets, who are awesome.
Yeah. Did they do anything good anytime recently, the Jets?
Well, yeah. We picked up Plaxico last year. We picked up Tim Tebow. This year,
mm-hmm.
Sanchez is just coming into his prime, the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Sanchez?
But they've never won.
No,
anything.
We haven't really won okay. anything in
okay.
quite a while.
Yeah. just,
I think
just
1969
sure.
might have been the last time we won the Super Bowl with Joe Namath.
That was
so
the year
we're
that
due.
You were born, right?
We're due. No. Anyway, so Joe Vitt went to the training camp and said that the Patriots are the Microsoft of the NFL industry, meaning, and this is a compliment,
mm-hmm.
meaning they are just the powerhouse, they're organized, you know, they got it going on, they're leaders, right?
Do they have a Channel 9?
I should pitch that.
You should.
Should pitch that. You know, he said Bill Belichick is the coaches of my era. He's the Don Shula, the Bill Walsh. So he's complimenting Bill Belichick and the team. So that way I could say Bill Belichick is the Bill Gates, right? And the Patriots.
Because they're both named Bill.
Well, other, but yeah, pretty much, that's why. Because
okay.
I'm simple.
Got it.
So this is great.
Do you think
I think
they're related?
I mean, probably. Probably. You know. I got an Uncle Bill who's probably related as well.
Okay.
I wonder if I could profit off that.
Maybe.
I'm really an entrepreneur these days. I just think it's great that this, you know, a football person made the reference of being the Microsoft. He could have easily said, you know, you're the Lamborghini or you're the, you know, whatever great sort of thing is out there. But what's out there? But you are the Michael Jackson. You,
you are
know?
The In-N-Out Burger.
You are the In-N-Out Burger. I prefer Fat Burger, but I don't want to start that argument. Do you? Have
no.
you even had In-N-Out Burger?
I have. It's not really that great.
So then, that why would you say that?
Because
Fat Burger.
People are just really big fanboys of
I
all
know, they
sorts
are.
Of weird things.
Yeah, but anyway, kudos to Mr. Vitt. For complimenting the Patriots, I wish you had complimented the Jets. But either way, it's a good compliment for Microsoft because the Patriots are good.
Yep, they are.
All right, everybody, that's it for this week. Come back next week. For, no, wrong show. Will you be here next week?
I will be here next week. I'll be here for you.
I will be here for you, too. Hope you enjoyed the show. In the meantime, follow me on Twitter, at L Foy.
At Paul Mest.
And all of his other ways to get in touch.
Facebook.com/Paul.Mestmaker.
There you go. And leave comments in the message board, because we love hearing what you have to say, especially if you're nice.
Yeah.
That's that's it.
Peace out.